On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright. Tell me why I don't like Mondays. Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Happy Monday to you. We are live at the Westminster Dog Show.
We are. Yeah. I think the Beagle's going to get it this year.
Oh, the Beagle's going to get it, all right. Yeah, welcome to the program. Tori Lagarde is here. She is a humorist. She's a...
Actress, Oracle. What was the newest one? I work with a bank. FDIC insured.
Yes, you are FDIC. Just in case something happened to you, you're insured for up to $500,000.
As I said, your money is safe with me.
Yeah, well, no one said that, but okay.
Okay, I'm saying that.
As she said.
Yeah, that's right.
Your money is safe with me. Hey, how are you doing? Good to see you.
Great.
Good, good.
You're not, you don't sound good.
I'm a little under the weather, whatever that means.
I know.
Yeah, I don't even know what that phrase means.
You're nasally.
I caught something from somebody who caught it from somebody else, caught it from somebody
That's
else.
That's how things work.
It's like playing telephone with germs.
Ugh, no. My boyfriend gets that, and I say, "Buffer, you stay over there. You sound nasally." He said,
It's nothing. It's just a little congestion. There's no sneezing. There's no coughing. No.
You stay
you say
over
the
there.
Same thing.
You stay over there.
Everyone downplays their AIDS. It's all awful.
Well, you don't want to. See, some people play it up like, I'm going to die.
Oh, you get one or the other, right.
And other people, I'm okay.
Yeah. I'm middle ground. I know I will be okay, but if I'm not, I'm like, it's nothing. I'll be fine. But I know I'm a little sick, but I'm not right now.
When I'm with people, such as doing this today, I say, no, I'm good. I'm fine. But with them by myself, it's, oh, God, when is this going to end?
You just said you didn't even sleep last night.
No, I didn't
I'm not interested in that kind of sickness that keeps me awake.
It's a little annoying, but they invented a thing called television and radio, and you can just sit there and
I like the sleeping thing too much, and I want to be doing that like 8 hours, and I'm good.
I can't.
No thanks.
I can't. You're not old enough to not sleep.
Well, you know how I fall asleep a lot of times, and have I mentioned this before?
Naked?
Huh? No.
Oh, what? What are you talking about? What are we talking about?
good. You know, I didn't prep that correctly.
What are we talking about?
ASMR.
Oh, yes. Have I told you that?
Oh, I love it.
What does that stand
to,
for, by the way? Associated Senses Making Registry?
Response.
Okay.
But it has to do with your body and your brain and tingles and the way it makes you feel. And the one YouTube channel I've been listening to for almost 2 years now is Gentle Whispering.
Yes.
With Maria.
Yes.
She's my favorite.
I'm aware of that.
I've tried Daria. Not only Maria can really do this.
Yeah.
Her voice just, and she puts her hands in front of the camera.
Soothing.
And just her hands.
See, I'm surprised
that
a woman such as yourself would find the female voice to be. See, I thought you would...
Certain voices.
Okay. See, I thought you would go for a male voice.
No. And it,
like,
and it's funny.
Hey, let's go out in the tool
no,
shed.
No. It's a whole different thing. See, some people think like music can affect them.
Yeah.
Music can give me the chills.
Yeah.
That's a little different than the ASMR. To me, I define it as once I saw a psychiatrist, and I didn't even know what was happening. This was back in the 90s. One session. Her name was Stephanie.
Ooh.
I didn't realize what was happening at the time because I'd never heard of ASMR. And as I look back on it now, I realize that's the my first experience with it was in the 90s. And this, she was speaking and something inside me was, her voice was, I don't know what's happening to me, but now I know. And I said, I've got to listen to her again. I don't care if she's reading the phone book, just whatever she is saying,
really she
her
does.
Voice. It was the tone. The it was the gentleness.
Yeah, the soothing. It's a soothing.
Yes.
It's ASMR. ASMR. So check that out. It's YouTube.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
All over YouTube.
See, someone told me I should be doing it because they said you can make money doing this. Yeah. You, and I said, what is that? This was 2 years ago. And I looked it up and I fell in love the day I found Maria. I said, this is, I don't want to do it, but I want to watch her.
Yeah, but that thing's for free. So how does she make money?
Oh, no, no. When you get a YouTube channel, you get subscribers.
And then what?
However many views you get, you can get a monetary reward.
Oh, I see.
She can pay. She ended up paying her rent. They did an article on her.
Really?
She ended up getting married, and she has another channel called Sassy Marsha something.
Yeah, that's
Sasha.
That's a porno.
Well, no, she's Russian.
Oh,
so
oh,
that's
oh.
her name is it's not Maria, but it's
so when she does she whisper in Russian?
She does a Russian version as well, which I watch sometimes. Just
so she
because,
does, but she does it in English when you're listening to it.
Both, I listen to both because sometimes in the Russian it's good too, but you don't have to know what they're saying, just the words.
So she doesn't say like in Russian, "You will succumb to our leader." Who will...
No, it's just a right version of the English, and she moved from Baltimore to California. Now she's in California.
Oh, so she's. Yeah, so she started making money. She became Americanized, probably.
Well, that's good for her. She deserves it. She's having a baby. She probably already had the baby right now.
She's having a baby.
Oh my gosh, she is! I want nothing but good things for this stranger to me because she does so many good things for people.
Wouldn't it be funny if she spends her living whispering soothing things and she has a baby and it's like screaming all day?
Oh, wouldn't that be weird?
Ooh.
I bet that baby's going to have the most beautiful life because. She's
perhaps,
be baby.
Perhaps,
I love you, baby.
Perhaps.
And her husband, my gosh, Daryl.
Oh,
he's got.
He doesn't have to change his pants every 10 minutes.
he's very got the
sexual.
Best life.
It's very sexual. You
it
know.
Can be.
Well, yeah,
but I look at it like it's just something inside me that feels so good, better than music.
I know.
It's a different sensation.
It is a different sensation, but it is in the soothing category.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
So ASMR, Maria, I love you. You're
ASMR.
The best. I've listened to a few, and they don't do it for me.
LOL, ASMR.
OMFG.
I don't know what half that stuff means.
No, that's okay. You don't want to be too hip, Ron.
No, I don't want two hips.
Right, because don't
we need two hips? Well, we got one already.
But they're two. But they're really two, aren't they?
Why do you need all these arms?
I don't know.
All right.
Would you rather have arms and legs?
Accordions?
Later.
Snakes? Later.
Later. Spiders?
Later. Later.
I know, right?
Okay. Well,
okay.
Good. So the big thing in the news, which I guess we should discuss, is that this is Jussie.
Oh yeah. My boyfriend started telling me about this, and I didn't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm,
and he knew it from the get go.
Sure.
I didn't know anything from anything.
Yeah.
And he was right, and I guess.
Yeah.
No, does people know what we're talking about?
No.
Well, go on.
You should really
explain it.
Back it up there.
Back it up.
There's this guy. He's an Afro American. He's a black man.
Chicago, right?
He's in Chicago, and he happens to be gay.
An actor.
He's an actor. He stars in a Netflix program called Empire.
Yeah, I don't watch it.
I don't either.
Okay.
I had no idea
who
this
guy was.
Was.
Me neither.
No,
me neither.
I think most people don't.
Right.
So apparently what he did was he was attacked by two
allegedly.
White guys.
Allegedly.
Well.
Oh, he was.
We'll get into it.
Okay.
We'll get into it.
Okay. Hate crime. Hate
yeah.
crime.
Yeah. Hate crime. Hate crime. So.
Federal offense.
Yeah. I think it was caught on camera. He thought it was being caught on camera, but he was beat up, and they were Trump supporters. They were wearing the Trump hats.
Oh, no. That sounds so staged already, but go on.
I know. So the guy went to the cops, and now he was big in the news, and it was like, this is horrible. This is a racial
I saw the
thing,
video of him all upset.
Yeah, his face scratching and
no,
all that.
Oh, no.
So the two people that attacked him apparently were arrested, and they said, wait a minute, they're black. They're not white. Trump supporters. And they said, no, he hired us to beat him up as a publicity stunt. And they said, what? Yes, he paid us $3,500 to stand in front of
this camera.
Yeah, because
they could go to jail. They better come clean.
Yeah.
Can't beat people up in this day and age, supposedly.
Yeah. They didn't think they'd get nabbed by the cops or something there.
They can check records.
They spilled the beans and they found apparently,
oh, no.
yeah, Apparently, they found cell phone communications between the two, setting it up.
Yeah. Those are easy to dig into a phone. I know a guy in Boston, or I used to know a guy, who did this for a living, forensics technology for phones.
Yes.
And he could dig out. I don't care if you delete it or whatever. They can find stuff.
Sure. So don't do anything. Not only that, but they caught these closed-circuit cameras all throughout the city, because there's a lot of crime in Chicago, and they saw the brothers, what happened after that. Right. And so they started to put two and five together. And they found out that there's just a similar. What is
I saw the press conference with the commissioner.
They said no.
Commissioner
he set
Gordon,
this up.
Batman was involved.
Yeah, Batman couldn't show up.
Gotham, but
scratches on his face were self-aggrandized to his face with his own claws.
But the commissioner said this is true. The police chief it's true that this will affect people that have real crimes
correct.
To report.
Correct.
Now they're going to be looked at like I don't know. Yeah. So why would this guy do that? It's ruining the whole thing for everybody.
Correct. Correct.
That has a legitimate gripe. And I've always said that about, missing people or whatever. Anything that they're like, oh, sure, they are. Yeah, right. It's going to, for any crime you report that's false, like people that that hurt their children and then say, oh, they were kidnapped by someone.
Yeah.
Now we have to look at all parents with suspicious eyes because of these Casey Anthonys and all these people that.
Right.
Yeah.
And of course, Trump tweets into it and says, this is disgusting and shameful. Trump why don't you just shut up about this stuff? What are you doing? One thing that Trump, that's that story. The guy's, he's posted bail. He's got to go back to court. And how's he going to explain himself out of this? That'll be interesting. Apparently, the Chicago police say that they think that the motive was that this guy was going for a higher salary for his TV show. And he thought if he were more of an important person and was attacked, then he'd get a higher salary.
Right, sure. Oh, no.
Really sick. Uh-oh. Anyway, so speaking of Trump. There was a horrible story with this this veteran who stockpiled weapons, apparently, and they picked him up, and he was a Trump lover, and he had a hit list that was found with his arsenal of Democrats that he wanted to assassinate, including certain members of the media and certain cable talk show hosts.
Right. To lock him up.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
And within a day of that, Trump had said that the New York Times is the enemy of the people.
Oh, no.
You see, and this is, and from this situation, we haven't heard one word from Trump.
This has been going on for 2 years, though. He makes a hit list, and then somebody finds it, and they hear about it. I mean, and then they go, oh, I got to do that because Trump said so. Vaguely, you know.
And what kind of president is this who doesn't, at this time, publicly say, look, there is no room for this in our country.
Yes, stop it.
I mean, I know we do politics and stuff, but this is not, this is...
He can't because he thinks it's about him.
He thinks this is great. His supporters are going to think that he's made a switch.
Yeah. Someone's really trying to carry out my agenda?
I know.
Oh, I like this.
That's the point. Why is he silent on that, but he's vocal on everything else?
How about we carry out the agenda of the United States and the people, not the agenda of Donald Trump? How about that for a minute?
Yeah.
How about that, Ron?
He's kind of supposed to represent every citizen when you're president,
whether they voted for you or not.
That's what
presidents do. I know, but I can't. I'm getting nervous and mad again.
Well, the reports, the Mueller report's going to come out pretty soon, the investigation, and they're preparing for that. They think it's going to happen within a few days or a few weeks. I'm kind of surprised Trump Jr. hasn't been indicted yet, but we'll see what happens. But that's going to be quite significant. That's going to be the big story of this entry, almost, probably.
Well, I wish everyone would stop saying, gonna be. Well, I wish it would happen.
Well, it's got to be something.
It's being so dragged out that... Well, you know, some people are just losing faith in that whole thing.
Well, there have already been tons of indictments as a result.
Sure.
Anyway, the question is Trump involved in any of this? And the second is, if he's not, that's also big news. Personally, my prediction, did you ask me my prediction? I thought you did. I'm not sure.
Okay. Mr. Oracle.
I don't think that Trump will be found to have collusion. Or any indictments, but I think he will be found obstruction of justice quite easily.
Okay.
And that is indictable, I suppose, after the fact, but the House would have to throw those down. So I think that's where it's going to end up, and I think it's going to be a battle in the Supreme Court to see what's released, what the public's going to want to know every nook and cranny of it, and the Attorney General is going to try to not let everybody know.
Right.
So that's going to be the tug of war, the next one.
Okay.
Thank you so much for letting me spout.
No, that's fine. I just, again, to me, it all means nothing. And you know why?
It means a lot,
the
actually.
Court of public opinion.
Yeah.
These Trump people don't care.
Oh, yeah.
So whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if he chops off someone's head and holds it up and says, look what I did. They don't care. Yeah. Well, that was probably a person that deserved it. There's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
You can't change their mind. So whatever happens, these people just really dig their heels in.
You know, in my life at this point, I think my biggest disappointment is people.
I know.
I really do.
Yeah.
Because I don't, after all these years, I don't understand people that think so incredibly differently. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about politics. I'm not talking about policies.
Humanity.
That's okay. Yes.
Yeah.
The morals, the humanity, how somebody can listen to a liar day in and day out, a manipulator, and just say, yeah, I think he's great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know. I don't.
It's mind-boggling.
It is. I thought the human being was more complex than that, but that's not the case.
I think part of it is that this person is the most powerful person in the world, and they thought from the beginning he was going to represent the little guy.
Yeah.
So they can't help it. They think, well, he's the guy. He's our hero. He's the one. So whatever he does must be good because they just can't get out of that whole speech he did when he was running. And they'd still latched onto that. And they're hopeful. They're like, well, all the other people are politicians. They're government. He's not. He's one of us. He's not a politician. So they still have that little bit of hope that he's going to do something for them.
Yeah. But see,
and humanity be damned.
When he has these temper tantrums and these revengeful actions and these revengeful comments and these racist types of remarks and such, and referring to the women by inference of body parts and things like that, and all of that, I assume that his supporters must feel like, that's me too.
They have an answer for that too, though.
But that is also them.
Right, but it's called Benghazi. It's called Hillary. Mm-hmm. It's called anybody but who is there. Yeah. They just are so anti that whatever it is, it could be an ogre.
Yeah.
They want it. They don't want this.
I think
the
most revealing comment ever made was when, I don't know who said it, was that Trump could shoot somebody in Manhattan in broad daylight.
He said that. Trump said that. He said it was on Fifth Avenue, he said specifically.
And his supporters would still be there.
Right. He wouldn't lose any supporters.
That was the most comprehensive
telling.
Thing
sure.
that
yes.
was that. That
There's
was
a video clip of that.
That was the only
he
thing of truth that he really has ever said.
Right.
And that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sad part.
I know.
Anyway. Hi.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
That's it. I got it.
I'm watching the news. I've had other things.
Well, we don't have to talk about the news. That's not what it's about.
Well, there's a series out. Mm. And you know, I don't really watch TV because whatever. I don't like commercials and I don't want to be sold anything. But you know, Game of Thrones, which you didn't watch, is coming out in April for its final season. Mm. I'm hyped. Everybody's hyped. Yeah. It's one of the best shows that's ever existed. Yeah, and this is the end. Okay? This is the end. Yeah. There's books. You know, you can read the books.
Uh-huh.
But actually,
why do you think it's the end? You don't think it'll come back if it's that popular?
Oh, I never thought of that.
I don't see how that.
You mean like a sequel thing, like Star Wars had sequels and it went on forever?
Yes, it wasn't supposed to. It was supposed to actually.
Mm-hmm.
If it's such a moneymaker and it's so incredibly followed,
right?
Why would anybody who wants to make money in this particular country would say, "Well, we're done making money here"? I mean, no, you bring it back, you make more money.
And it is, it's HBO.
Sure, they're going to do it. It'll be
like Michael Jordan when retired, he'll come back.
Yeah. It'll come back as Musical Thrones or something.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing was in HBO, there's something called True Detective.
Right.
And that started about 3 years ago or so with Matthew McConaughey, who produces this with Woody Harrelson. They started in the first season. It was phenomenal. It was so great. It was just, I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Came on the second season, didn't watch it because it's not, they weren't the same people.
Sure not.
But now the third time around, season three, I love the guy. I think he was in Green Book, which is nominated for an Oscar, which is coming up. I think the Oscars were last night.
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay. They're always on a Sunday night.
Next week.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not in February anymore?
Next week is also February, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the end of February, honey.
What's today's date?
Whatever it is, it's the Friday.
All right, so
It's Monday. It's Monday.
Okay, right. So yesterday
was Sunday.
You're right. It was Sunday. I am so confused.
And whatever.
It was Sunday.
I know.
And I have this head cold.
I know.
I have no concept.
That's okay. So Green Book was nominated. Right. I hope it won, but I don't know if it won Best Picture, unless it did. But the guy that's in it.
Why don't we be honest about this?
We were last week.
Yeah, let's do
it. We have
again.
To because of the Super Bowl and because of the.
Yeah, this is taped on a Friday.
Yep, Friday morning.
Recorded, I should say, not taped. It's recorded on a Friday. So, yes.
But it's Monday when you hear it.
Right. So we don't know what happened because it didn't happen.
Except
yet.
That's why I'm an oracle, because I predict things that happen already.
Correct. But we're making believe it's Monday.
I should have looked into the Oscars so I could have predicted and blown
you can't
everybody
predict
away.
Things.
Oh,
you
I do predict it.
Well, it's because you're an orifice.
Oh, no.
What is it? Did I say something wrong again?
Well, anyway, so True Detective is good. It's good this time, too. The season three.
Good.
I love it. I'm loving it. I'm watching it, and it's good.
What did you think of the Oscars last night without a host?
I hosted, didn't you know?
That's true.
I'm flying out right now. Okay. We'll take care of this.
Yeah. You just flew back.
I know.
Okay. I get confused.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Who's going to host it? Jimmy Kimmel? What do you got? What's he got going on?
No, no one's hosting it.
Yeah. Why? Are they all boycotting? Is it
a
disaster?
No. When Shortballs decided, what was his name?
Well, there's another controversy.
What?
Did you know that they're going to put the cinematography and the film editing and all these awards during the commercials?
Oh, good.
They're going to trim it. No good, no bad. That's bad.
Why?
Why can't they get accolades as well on television? They deserve it.
Oh, but nobody. No, they.
Spike Lee's boycotting it,
no,
and
Tori,
somebody.
Let me explain. There are more categories. Those are sometimes done at a separate ceremony.
Yeah, that's called the scientific ones.
And they don't do every single one on television.
No, but that's,
in
they've
prime
been
time
doing
anyway.
This. They've been for the last so many years. They've been doing them.
And it is the most boring part of the show.
Because people just want the top five tough nudies.
We just talked about the American public. How in
their short span of attention.
Yes.
Well,
this is a primetime entertainment program, man.
Dances with Wolves, I'm pretty sure, won the Cinematography Award because it was breathtaking. Right. Some of these movies, they're nothing without the cinematography.
Right.
So why can't they get the little accolades? Why can't the film editing and the whatever stuff?
Because it's boring to most people.
That might be true, but...
When people go to the movies, they usually don't sit through the ending credits for 6 minutes. They leave.
Except for the Marvel ones, and you don't know why.
Well, some of them
do
are actually...
Do you know why you sit through the Marvel credits?
No, I do not know why.
Because there's always something at the very, very end.
That does what?
It's like a clip
of
the movie.
That's nice.
It is nice.
Do you remember the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
I love that. Go home. What are you doing here?
Exactly.
I love that
too.
You would not have seen that
if you didn't sit through the credits.
But I do because...
Right. And remember the Police Squad comedy movies?
Oh,
The Zuckers?
Naked Gun?
If you watch the credit roll, there were actually humorous things
in it. Yeah, I love the outtakes.
It wasn't even the outtakes. The credits themselves were humorous.
The descriptions.
Yes.
Man
Who Threw Up During Catering.
And they used to do Cannonball Run, had bloopers at the end.
Yeah,
there's the blooper reel.
So you really should stay.
Well...
Unless it's Shakespeare or something, that was going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that kind of brought it down.
Stupid Oscar boycott thing. Yeah. Just show this whole thing.
So we're recording this on a Friday, and so we didn't know what happened. So that's it, then, being honest.
It was Green Book. I think Green Book. Have you seen it?
No.
Viggo Mortensen?
No.
True story.
The other thing they did is they hyped up Spike Lee, who would be the first black director if he wins.
He did a KKK thing. Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It had a bunch of K's in the title. I feel so embarrassed. I should know this stuff.
Yeah.
But I didn't see every movie this year. I tried.
It's all right.
I saw a lot of them.
So he's up for that. So if he wins, incredible. If he doesn't win... Oh, I see.
He's not going to win.
They're kind of like, I don't know. All right. We don't know who won president, though, in 2020 either, because that didn't happen yet either.
Yeah, that's a Democrat.
But we're recording this.
GOP's time is over. I'm so sorry. Your time is up. It'll be a Democrat, trust me.
Yeah, I mean, give it up, man. You know, we go back and forth. That's how this works.
Sure.
First it's one of them, and then it's one of you, and then
it was definitely a Republican's chant time.
Oh,
I looked
time.
It up.
Oh, definitely time.
It was
definitely time.
The way it has
definitely
happened.
Definitely.
It was too bad it was Trump. I would have liked the John guy.
Yeah.
Starts with a K.
John.
That was running from the Midwest. What was his name? Ohio.
Oh, I know who you mean.
Yeah. I would have been down with
percentage?
Him.
Percentage?
Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that.
I like him. I would have been okay with that.
Yeah.
But,
no,
you know.
No, time is up. Yeah,
like, no Ted Cruz. No. But this other guy, the John guy, I would have been okay with.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, this has been great. You want to play a little game?
Yeah, why not? Something different.
I'll tell you why not.
Oh, no.
This is a little game that we play on. We've been doing this recently. It kind of just makes your mind make choices.
When we run out of things to talk about, it's a good thing to do.
Well, even when we have things. This is actually a game that is sold in stores and online, actually.
Right.
You can play it with your friends.
Play it on Reddit?
Yeah. A couple of drinks, and I guess everything's better.
It is. It always is.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I'm a happy, funny drunk.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a quiet drunk. When I drink, well, I get funny, but I get more introspective than I actually am, which is very introspective always anyway.
Because it's a depressant? Alcohol?
No. I'm more conscious of not being... My regular
self. Sounds
like
you're tripping on mushrooms, dude. I don't know what you're doing over there.
Do you like mushrooms?
I don't like mushrooms. I like the mushroom. I don't want to drug the mushroom.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the actual mushroom. No, not shroom. I'm talking the one with the moths.
Oh.
With the moss in it.
Ooh.
The mush. Okay, would you rather we go back and forth, and you can also play this at home. Here
okay,
we go.
Okay, I wish you would.
I wish you would play this at home for valuable prizes.
I have a real life one for you, you know, not a nonsense one. This really happened.
Oh, my God.
This is exciting. I almost texted you and said, Ron, you want to do a real life one? But I only had one.
All right.
The rest are not.
Okay.
Okay. Would you rather have a person say no to a request or say yes, but make you feel like you're putting them out?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Very good.
So that's why it is a would you rather.
Say no.
I agree. Yeah. Say no to me. Because when you say yes and you're begrudgingly like doing something for me,
no.
I'd rather you not. Even though I get it done, mm-hmm. I get what I want, I don't really. So you agree with that?
Yeah, unless the other person throws in the cavat that I'm actually going to try to enjoy this. But if they say, yeah, I really hate this, but I'm going to do it for you, then no, don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
That's what happened to me.
That gives me no pleasure whatsoever.
Yeah. It kind of bummed me out.
Yeah, it's an interesting...
Tell me no. Tell me, I'd love to, but I can't.
You know why that's an interesting question? Because I see both sides of the thing.
Right.
I understand when someone has so much love and compassion to say to the other person, I will give myself up
mm-hmm.
for you, so I will do this with you because I am on your side and I support you. That sounds altruistic to the person that's making the offer.
Right.
But yes, to the recipient, it's empty. Well, that doesn't do anything for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Would you ever do that to somebody else if someone said, I really want to go to the ball game? Oh, I can't stand ball games. They're so awful. But I'll go, although it's going to be torture for me.
No, I'll say no. If I don't feel like doing something, I'd rather say no than put myself through hours. I don't mean a 10-minute ride someplace, but I mean hours of a night of misery for me. I'm gonna have to say I'd love to, but I really don't think I can.
Yeah, I get that.
You
maybe,
know,
maybe well, baseball is a horrible.
If someone
horrible
just wants
example.
To ride somewhere, that's 10 minutes, right?
I think the proper way to do it is for the person to say, "I really don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it for you because that's how
okay.
much I respect."
Okay.
And then give the option to the other person to say, knowing that, do you, I will go, but do you still want me to go?
Right.
Leave it up to put them in the spot.
Ah,
you know?
Okay. All right, good.
Because there might be some circumstances where they don't care, they want you to go anyway.
Uh-huh.
And other circumstances where, no, don't bother.
Right. Yeah. So this has been a life helping hack thing.
That was probably the most influential 2 minutes of this show that's occurred in the past 23 years.
Exactly. For a would you rather question.
For any question.
I think if we're making this real life and not accordions for legs, this is something that might be applicable to you.
Accordions for legs sounds like a Cars for Kids.
Oh, don't get that song in my head, man. We're going to have a problem.
I don't mind the song. I do mind it as much as the spelling of the word cars.
Yeah, I don't.
Come on.
Oh, I make people change the channel if that comes on.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Or I got to put my fingers in my ears.
Do you think kids are so stupid that they misspell the word car?
It's a jingle, dude. They just want to be catchy and relevant.
Yeah, but why is it written out?
Comedy for a cause.
That's stupid, too. That's freaking stupid. Whoever came with that was like stupid.
And whistling. How do you feel about whistling?
Ooh, no. That's annoying. No, it's a high-pitched thing. It catches you off guard. And it's whistling is self-congratulatory. Whistling.
What if they're whistling a song about like some music that came on?
Shut up. Do it by yourself. When you whistle, you're taking my frequencies and you're screwing them up.
I am.
Don't do it in front of me. And people that whistle at concerts where they make the loudest noise they can, they put their fingers in their mouth.
Yeah.
That's nice for you, but you just blew my eardrums out.
I don't like when someone behind me does it. They're doing it way over there. Go ahead. Well, I've done it.
But what about someone who's sitting next to the person over there?
I'm
going to
do it back. I can do it. I don't even need my fingers. I can do it. No. See?
Yeah.
But that's not my loud one. That's just, you know,
right.
Practice.
Yeah. That was your example. All right. I get it.
So we don't like whistling, huh?
No, apparently not. Are you ready?
Yeah, go on.
All right.
Your turn.
You just did an ASMR there. Let's talk about lying.
I love you, Maria.
Let's talk about lying.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right.
I found this fascinating. As far as lying is concerned, would you rather always know that somebody else is lying to you? You would have that talent of knowing that somebody else is lying to you and never get away with it.
Uh-huh.
Or would you want to have the talent of being able to lie and
Donald
get away
Trump.
With it. Exactly. Exactly.
I want to know if someone's lying because I don't need to lie.
I'll tell it to you as well. I would rather know as
well. I think we've done this question almost. It sounds so familiar to me.
Well, if we did it, it was a long time ago.
Well, then you're like my boyfriend and you don't remember anything.
Don't compare me to other people.
You don't remember anything.
Well, that has nothing to do with that.
Scorpios. It must be a Scorpio
thing. No, it's not
thing.
A Scorpio thing. It's a brain cell thing. I'm surprised you haven't lost any of yours yet.
I'm gaining them. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I know.
I'm taking yours. I absorb them.
That's what it is.
I absorb.
You're taking my positive energy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't reveal that to you. On my planet, I take many things from people. They don't even know about it.
I got to go back to Reiki.
Sometimes it's physical. They don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, you're sucking my
youth.
Brain cells
I get their
out of
youth.
Me.
The young guys, I used to get their youth.
I don't have any youth. What are you sucking out of me for? Leave my brain cells alone. Okay, you're next. You're on deck.
Okay. Would you rather change the past or see into the future? Boy, you're really thinking this one
change
over.
Change the past.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Change the past. Yeah. Isn't that sad? And we can't. Ah, that's killing me.
According to this card, you can.
Well, yeah.
No, you know, I don't like to live in the past, and I can usually look forward,
right.
But to see the future, that doesn't do me any good. Kind of does me no good at all.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to see Donald Trump, like, go down in the future? Like,
yeah, but
I know
what if the future is that he doesn't go down?
No, you're seeing the future.
You mean I can make it?
No, but you're seeing it. You'd see him go down already now, knowing he will, because you could see the future, dude.
What if you'd be happy. What if he doesn't go down?
No. Oh, then you'd see that him not going down?
Yeah, then I'd be so, this doesn't mean no good. But if I can change the past, he would have never been there to begin with.
Oh, there you go.
See?
Find his parents.
See? Yeah.
Don't let them meet.
Right.
Just keep them apart. You don't need to kill anyone. Just keep them apart.
I have a feeling they didn't meet.
Oh, no.
I don't know how to put that.
Oh, no.
But, all right, here's another one for you.
Yeah.
If you had one day.
Mm.
Would you rather that day be spent being the opposite gender of what you are now, just for a day?
Right.
Or would you rather be a kid for one day?
Oh, one day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be the opposite gender.
I agree with you.
Because why am I? I've already been a kid. I've never been the opposite gender.
First of all, being a kid is not the most wonderful thing in many people's...
You can't even buy booze. You can't drive a car. What am I supposed to do? Go to a playground?
Yeah, and some childhoods were not great.
Mine was great.
Mine was sketchy.
Mine was good. Am I going to be the same kid all over again?
I don't know.
In my family, though? Oh, that could be different.
No, just be a kid. Be a kid.
I can't do
I didn't like other kids. I thought other kids were cruel and uncaring. So no, I wouldn't want to be a kid. It was not but a great time.
I will at change all. My answer if I could be my, if I could be myself as a kid for one day again with my family. That I would do.
I think everybody has a natural curiosity as what it's like to be the opposite sex, just for a day, just for a day, just for a day. What is that like?
Because I could dress up like so a guy. Different. I already have the haircut.
Doesn't mean that you are them. That you,
oh,
that
I could go into a locker room and talk and see what they talk about.
Yes, all different kinds of things.
Yeah. The Beagle is in first place again.
Yeah, good.
At the show, the Westminster.
Good luck. Okay, you go.
Okay. All right. Would you rather have a dragon or be a dragon?
Oh, have.
Me too.
A small one?
No, dragons are big.
Oh, I'd still rather have one.
Then you'd like Game of Thrones. There we go again, right back. She had three of them. One got killed.
Yeah.
Now she's got two, but the bad guy got the dead one.
Yeah. You know that show that show isn't real, you know?
Yeah, it is. Okay.
The hell, I can't read my own writing.
Why do you make it so small? Look at your card, dude. Yeah, are you kidding me? It's like a fortune cookie.
Yeah, when I don't feel well,
what are you doing? No, stop.
Would you rather make a new law? Of your choice, whatever law you would like to put into effect.
Enact.
Enact.
Is that the word you're looking for?
Yes, create and enact.
Okay.
Or would you rather get rid of a law that exists now first?
Ooh.
Or at all? I mean, one or the other.
I'm going to make a law.
I want to make a law, too.
We're making laws. I'm making them right now.
I agree with you.
You don't even know.
I agree with you.
It's happening. I'm lobbying.
Yeah.
There'll be laws.
I agree with you 100%.
Things are not the way they should be.
No, getting rid of something else does not fix.
But making something
of yes, a broader category will
Yes. You could cover both with one law.
Yes. Oh, you can cover everything with one law.
Thank you.
It can supersede everything.
That's a good question.
Yes. And you can take the last one.
Okay.
If you care to.
Here you go. Would you rather be a great teacher or be a great student?
Great teacher. Okay. Great teacher.
Because you could teach many people. Great student, you're only one person.
It's
but
just you.
If you're the great student, though, dude, couldn't you just go on to something? And then you're not a teacher. You could go do something and not be the teacher. You could go, you see what I'm saying? You could just be a great inventor, be a great programmer, be a great doctor. You see what I'm saying? Think about this now. I think you answered too quickly, too hastily.
I think I'd still rather be a great teacher. I think in the long run, when I look back at my life, I would say that was fulfilling to be able to.
You were just a teacher though your whole life. If you were the student, you could be who knows what because you're great, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Psychiatrist. You could help more people, couldn't you or not?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, it's a selfish thing to be a great student. It's unselfish to be a great teacher. So you're an unselfish person.
If I was a great teacher, I probably was a great student. How did I get there?
Look at you
with
your circular logic.
You know what I really want in my life, which I'm not going to get?
$1 million.
That would work. Well, that would end the conversation quickly. Yes.
Laser beams. Sharks with laser beams.
I would love to receive a doctorate, an honorary doctorate from an educational
institution. Yeah, you said that before.
Yeah.
You still want that, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Huh.
I still want that title, man.
You want those initials.
I want that title.
You want to go into the cocktail parties and say, blah, 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 I'm an important person.
Just like I don't believe in royalty, but if they called me up and said, I want to fly you to England and make you Sir Van Damme, I would say, wow,
What if you had to live there? Fly you there? What if you had to live there, though, to ever be effective?
To be the sir?
Yeah.
I'd be sir here.
No.
Yeah, I would.
No, you got to live in England.
Oh, I think it carries a title.
Wow.
I mean, if I'm a doctor here and I'm not practicing medicine in England, I'm still a doctor.
I know, but I think we should make it. You have to live in the UK.
Oh, you think we should have to make it?
Making that law.
Oh, I didn't
Dude,
know.
They
I didn't
can't
know,
just fly you there and
I
give you a title.
I think we should have to make it all of us.
Sir Van Damme, of course. We're going to have to live in England.
So you're
as
changing
well.
The laws now.
Of course
now.
I'm changing the laws. If you want to be a sir, you're going to have to live in Britain as well. It's not going to happen otherwise.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, all right.
Then I'd rather be a doctor, if that's the case.
All right.
Whatever.
Doctor of the media. Doctor of communication.
I would love to call up a restaurant, make a reservation for dinner. Okay, can I have your name, please?
Do it anyway.
Doctor.
They don't know you.
Well, that's true.
Jesus, can't you just lie?
You can lie. You actually can.
It's possible.
The only time that it's illegal to do that is if someone actually calls for your services and you perform them without a license.
But you're just eating a meal, dude. You're going to Tavern on the Green. Yeah. Doc Van Damme coming in.
Also, for employment purposes, probably not great.
Well, you don't need a job. So, you're all done. You're retired.
We have an opening at a hospital for a doctor. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, okay. Why not?
They want credentials. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
We may check it out just a little
bit. They probably will.
Yeah, because you can have those things printed up.
The first day they'll check you out.
There are actually places online where you can buy a doctorate.
Right.
They're scams, but you can take advantage of the scams. You give them a couple hundred
University
bucks
of Phoenix. I don't know what's going on there. What's going on with Phoenix?
Know. Now, careful, because I don't know if that... I think that's an accredited
You think? There you go. You've already been assimilated, Ron. I'm sorry, it's too late for you.
I don't know if you should make a blanket statement like that about your blanket.
I don't know. I haven't looked into it. And that will make everyone look into it and go get a degree. Because you should, you dum-dum.
Yeah, but don't get it online. Something. You can get it from Trump University, probably. Those poor saps.
I don't know. Hey.
See, we're not even aware that those people are suing Trump and he's paying them off because he has money.
He doesn't even pay people, though.
Oh, he's paying off. He pays off the lawsuits. I know. Hey, you said you were going to settle a lawsuit 6 years ago.
I built a house for you. Wait a minute now.
I never said that.
I banged some nails and broads and what happened? I didn't get any money.
Oh, sue me then.
You know.
Sue me. We'll settle. We'll settle for less. That's what we'll do.
Right.
All right. That's enough. No,
You're not even outroing.
No,
am I running this game?
Do you want me to outro?
I don't know. Those poor Jets, they've done nothing to you. They're using them without a freaking royalty fee. I don't even know.
Royalty. I don't like the end when they do that. That's annoying. Whistling is the most annoying sound ever invented by a mouth. I'm serious.
I can think of worse noises invented by not the mouth.
All right. I understand. It's just such an infringing instrument.
It's infringing. There you go. That's the word.
It's high-pitched.
But how do you tell someone to stop? They get offended.
Did you ever know somebody that, I hope you don't, that whistles all the time, these tunes.
Whistle while you work?
Yeah, and they think that they're like musicians or something. It's like, oh, no, you're not. Stop that. It's just, that's really annoying.
I had a boyfriend in the past, not my boyfriend now, as far as you know,
right,
that used to whistle not good.
Oh, that's even
and
worse.
I think I brought it up in a not nice way,
yeah,
and that ended it, which was fine. He was kind of annoyed, but it ended it. Now, if someone whistles and I love them, you can't say anything. Because if you say it once,
I know
they're offended. You remember, and you're like, just suck it up, man. Even worse things in life.
Good whistling is just annoying.
Well, you know what? Let me just say my grandfather used to whistle. One of them. My mom's dad. Uh-huh. My dad's dad never whistled to save his life, which was fine. He played the banjo.
Yeah.
But my mother's dad whistled, and he had a beautiful lilt, and he was an old gentleman, and he didn't do it all the time. But when he did it, it was kind of like, that's grandpa. I'm not dating my grandpa.
No, I'm not saying
it's fine, but someone that's
a turn on. I'm just saying that it's an annoying sound.
Oh, okay.
Even when birds do those beautiful little melodies, once is enough, man. You fly somewhere else. I mean, I can't listen to this all day. That's not
an enjoyable
thing. That's
what BB guns are for, dude.
No, that's awful, Tori. That is
Tori's being awful. This is something new. I was so unprepared. Tori's a humorist. Did we really need to remind everyone that?
Phoenix
birds. I don't know. We got to end this bullshit right now.
Seriously, man.
Things happening here.
You're shooting animals. I agree. It's annoying.
I
agree.
Just kind of wing it.
Oh, no. If you shoot into the air and scare it away,
you can
that's
yell.
Fine.
Birds are very afraid. I just go, hey, like to chipmunks when they start going, chip,
yeah,
chip.
Yeah.
And if people think it's a bird, it's a chipmunk.
Right.
It's just so high pitched. I go, get out of here. Anything
high pitched is annoying.
Yeah,
it's just
there you
anything out of the realm of where my ears should hear things.
You said that right. It's your frequency. It's messing with your frequency, dude. Respect my frequency.
No kidding. Respect everything.
All right.
She's Tori Lagarde. She has so many titles. Sir, doctor.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to England right now.
Yeah,
here
you go.
I talk that way anyway, so I don't want to just,
she do that.
Off and I'll go.
Go for the weekend.
No problem.
Okay, happy Monday to you. We wish you peace.
Love those Oscars.